It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm cold. It's cold outside this morning, but it's not that bad.
No.
Not as bad as it was earlier this morning.
Apparently it was at one point.
We actually dipped down a little chilly this morning. What, 6 below 0?
Yeah.
The low temperature this morning? We're at 11 right now, barking up at 12. So it's rapidly increasing here this morning.
Balmy now.
Yeah. Don't look for any melting right now, but not terribly warm. It's going to be more seasonal here for the next few days. Temperatures, high temperatures, looks like in the 20s for the most part here the next few days. We'll let you know when the next warm-up is coming. Hopefully it won't be too far down the road. Hopefully the next snow won't be too far down the road. Or won't be, never mind.
You I was going to say, hopefully?
You know what I mean.
No, I think you're going to be right. So
you're liable to start a riot in here.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of thinking, hopefully the next snow will be down the road further than, it'll be after the next, never mind. I want this snow gone before the next one comes. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't think I was making much sense at all there for a while.
Better hope for some really warm weather today.
Why?
If you want the snow gone today the next one comes.
It's not going to happen. Brett, bail me out here this morning. Tell us about Camlin's.
Wood Harbor Cabinets makes 3 different levels of new cabinets to choose for your home. From Rock Glen to Cass Point to Wood Harbor, we can fill your needs to the T. Our selection of woods and stains or paints will allow you to totally personalize your kitchen or bathroom. Our customers rave about the quality of Wood Harbor, and they appreciate the prices that we are able to give. Without the large overhead that some of the outlets need, our store can really be competitive. Our design service is top-notch, and we will be able to assist you in designing just the right new kitchen. Also remember, Camlin Plumbing and Heating also sells fixtures and faucets, all at discount prices, and you can't do better than that. Have us install these new fixtures for you. And give us a call at in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
See, I got to be careful if I keep talking and not making sense.
They'll think it's me.
They're going to force me. They're going to force me to run for president. And who would want that? I want to spend a little bit of time this morning. I know we probably talked a little bit about it, not a whole lot, but a few weeks back we talked about a little thing that we were doing, a little project we were working on here at KJAN a few weeks ago that was hoping to come to fruition soon, and well, actually did yesterday. Up and running, off and going, up in the air now is not only AM 1220, but now FM 101.1. We've added an FM translator to our operation here at KJAN. And just as kind of a refresher course, we don't have an FM station. We've had some folks say, oh, good, you guys now you have an FM station now, too. Well, we don't have an FM station. It's an FM translator. The Federal Communications Commission a few years back allowed AM radio stations to be able to rebroadcast their signal on FM translators as a way to help kind of solidify some of the coverage area gaps that are out there. There's so many things out there, you'd be scared to death if you could actually see all the RF floating through the air these days, but you wouldn't even realize how many things can affect the AM signal. You know, there are basic differences between the AM and FM radio signals. The AM signals are much, much stronger. It takes very little wattage to throw a signal out a long, long way. As an example, you know, our normal signal at AM 1220, our daytime signal is licensed for 250 watts. And people would say, 250 watts? There are FMs out there that have like 100,000. Yeah, well, that's because FM doesn't go near as far. And it's just a difference in the way the signals are broadcast. We get as much distance out of our wattage as, like, say, for example, 100,000 watt FM would get out of theirs. It's just a difference in the way that the signals propagate. So, anyway, there's your technical lesson for this morning. But, there are lots of things out there that do create interference, though. That's one of the downsides of AM. FM has its downsides. AM has its downsides, too. One of the downsides is that there are interference issues, atmospheric issues with regard to thunderstorms, lightning, things like that. Anytime there's electricity or any kind of RF in the air, Well, windmills, cell phone towers, all those things interfere with AM radio signals on a regular basis. The windmills that have popped up all over the place really have started to cause some problems with some AM radio stations in a number of different areas because they create their own RF. They're generating electricity, so they create their own RF. So, you know, there are more and more issues out there that we can't control. So the Federal Communications Commission a couple of years ago decided to allow AM stations to rebroadcast on FM translators. The caveat was we can't apply for new ones. We could only go out and buy existing FM translators that are out there. Well, we were able to work with a group up in the Audubon area that had an FM translator that they were using to attempt to rebroadcast a religious signal. Unfortunately, it wasn't working well for them. It just wasn't working and doing what they wanted it to do. So we were able to work out an arrangement to purchase that FM translator and have it moved here to Atlantic. So a week and a half or so ago, we mounted all the equipment on our tower. Chris, did you like that climb?
It wasn't me.
Oh, gee, it sure looked like you from down below.
No, could look like anybody from down below.
Yeah, it was just a little dot up there. Yeah, we had some a company come in and mount all the equipment and things. And then last week, you may have heard it on a little bit here and there earlier, you know, over the weekend and early last week, because we were doing some common testing and things that we have to do, you know, with regard to making sure it all fits within the guidelines of the proposed license and things. Well, after that testing was done, all the other paperwork and things were taken care of, and as of about mid-morning yesterday, we flipped the switch and away we went. So now you can listen. Not everyone in our coverage area. Now remember, our AM signal goes out 50-60 miles in all directions during the day, so it's quite a bit bigger. Now the FM translator is just that. It's an FM translator, and those are fairly small. This particular translator is, they come either 100 or 250 watts. This happens to be a 250-watt FM translator, so it's mounted up at the top of our tower, so FM is also dependent not just on the wattage that you're sending out, but also on the height at which the signal originates, because it just runs in a straight line until it hits the horizon, and then you know how FM signals go. They don't fade out, they disappear. And so that's kind of how that works, but we have that... mounted up high at 250 watts, where the FCC allowed us to do that. So it's, you know, as far as distance goes, I have no idea. You know, you're probably looking somewhere between 12 to 20 miles of coverage area on that, depending upon the terrain. You know how FM goes with that too. As I said, it goes from the top of the tower to the horizon. So if you're getting toward the end of a normal distance of a signal and you start getting into some hilly areas, if you're on the backside of the hill, sometimes you're out of luck. It's just the way it goes. AM signals will run right through all that stuff. So that's one of the differences in the way those travel. But so folks out there who are listening this morning, not everyone in our coverage area will be able to pick up the FM signal. But those who are in the immediate Atlantic and surrounding communities who can pick up FM 101.1, check it out. AM radio with a little extra fidelity to it. Chris actually sounds like he has a deeper voice. It's almost scary. I almost didn't recognize
better.
You.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, anything you can do. We try to make you better. Put a little lipstick on that pig once in a while, huh? No, it's but we brought that up yesterday. Now, we can't originate programming on that. I'll give you the lesson on how those translators work. We cannot originate any programming. For example, folks might say, gee whiz, why don't you do this game on the AM and this game on the FM some night during like the football season or something? Well, we can't do that. Translators, all they allow us to do with a translator, it's not a station. It's just a signal. And we are only able to rebroadcast what we do on the AM. So all your favorite KJAN programming from all those years will now be available at FM 101.1. Henceforth, it is on permanently now. No more intermittent testing and stuff. It's on permanently. So we hope you enjoy that. Check it out. We'll be telling you plenty about it. So keep checking that out, FM 101.1. And that should help you out a little bit in enjoying all that good KJAN stuff. Like this guy over here.
Yeah. You know what'll really be nice that you didn't even mention?
What's that?
When you guys have, when there's storm warnings out in that, on AM, it gets kind of crackly, you know, you'll come in loud and clear on FM.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's, you know, that's, as I say, you know, AM has the advantage of having the more powerful signal. The downside is just the nature of that particular beast is it is affected by those types of things. And atmospheric conditions all do affect that. So, yeah, that's just one of the things that that you have to deal with. But, you know, there are AM stations that reach from coast to coast.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, at certain stations at night, you can pick them up anywhere in the continental United States and Canada. I mean, they're that powerful. But they also have those issues that go on, too, with the atmospheric stuff and whatever. So it's just the way it goes. But we've tried to do the best we can. We're always looking for ways that we can better serve the listening area here in locally. You know, we haven't been around for 61s. Well, this will be our 62nd year now. We haven't been around that long because we don't listen to folks. You know, we try to do what we can. When folks call with concerns and questions, we may not jump up and down out of our chair and say, "You're right, that's exactly what we should do." But like any other business, we absolutely listen because we're here to serve you. I mean, we're not here to serve someone in New York. We're here to serve folks here in Southwest Iowa. So if they want something and they bounce it off us and we think it might be a pretty good idea and we can figure out a way to make it happen, hey, we'll try it. We'll see. So we're always looking for different ways to enhance the listening experience, and this is just one of them. So we hope you do. Again, check that out. It's real easy to remember. 101.1. Pretty elementary, huh? 101.1 on the FM dial. We'll keep telling you about it. Keep listening, and hope you enjoy it. Now, let's see what you sound like.
All right.
With a little fidelity, huh? Tell us more about Camlin's.
Did you know that a fireplace can actually add more value to your home than the initial cost of it? According to most realtors, when a home has a fireplace, it can be favored much more than a like home without one. Lennox offers many variations to the traditional look of a fireplace that you will find it fun to build your own personal looks and size in a fireplace. To completely change the look of a room, add heating to an addition, or just that special room and the ambience it needs, look over Lennox's offerings. Long respected for its expertise in gas furnaces, Lennox offers you the security of quality and safety with some of the best decor looks available. If you have a wood-burning fireplace right now, we can even offer an insert to change it into an efficient, heat-producing gas fireplace. Trust Camlin Plumbing to put your comfort first. 243-1512 or 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Herman Melville, and it says, "It's better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation."
Yeah, that's what Wikipedia's that's their whole, you know, mantra. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.